Hey, what up? It's 1615 Media, and I'm your host, Ronnie Ranson, and we're live in Dallas, Texas right now with some special guests. We just got our chips and salsa. Taco place called Shady's. We're about to get down. So tonight's topic is real, real exclusive, but first I want to give a huge shout out to 2151 Barbershop in Lubbock, Texas. Also want to give a huge shout out to Flex Tax Return. If you haven't gotten your taxes done yet, make sure you get your taxes done with Flex Financial. I'll send you the information on a phone number here in just a second. But first, we're going to let these ladies introduce themselves. What's your name?
Hello, my name is Kirsty.
Kirsty is from, tell them where you're from.
Salt Lake City, Utah.
And you're not from North Dakota?
No, well, I am from North Dakota, but like originally, but now I live in Salt Lake City, so I'm going to claim that as my home.
Okay, cool. And what's your name?
My name's Caitlin Caratini, and I'm originally from Las Vegas, but I also live in Salt Lake City.
So, like, is that the Midwest or is that the North? What is that?
What? Las Vegas or Salt Lake?
Yeah, Salt Lake.
Salt Lake is in Utah, so it's like...
Is that like West? Is that like...
It's Midwest nothingness.
No. Midwest nothing. I don't even know.
I don't think that's considered the Midwest.
It's just there in the way. It's just the mountains.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that.
The Mountain West. All right, cool deal. So one of you is married and the other one is casually dating a gentleman. Y'all were flipping out just now whenever y'all heard us say ma'am, when I said yes ma'am and the other guy said yes ma'am. Why were y'all so astounded by that?
I've never been called ma'am before. Like, it's kind of an honor. Like, I feel a little bit old but also very respected, I have to say. Like, southern things are maybe kind of cool. Maybe. We'll see.
Welcome to the South. All right, so check this out, man. Tonight's topic is, can long-distance relationships work? All right? And I'd like to know the perspective of a married woman. I'd like to know your perspective as well. So let's just first ask the question blunt and dry. Can a long-distance relationship actually work out?
Totally. I definitely think so. I think it's harder, but you can totally make it work, for sure.
What about you?
Well, I'm in a long-distance relationship. I think it's working out just fine. I think he would drive me crazy if we lived next door to each other. So... it's better off for us to live long distance.
So if he lived next door to you, you'd go crazy, like, in a bad way?
I'd go more crazy, like, he'd drive me... like, now that I know him, I respect him, but if I lived next door to him, I think he was, like, psychotic. Like, I've grown to love him over time, but at the beginning, I wasn't so fond of him. But because of the long distance, I think it made me love him. I don't know how to describe it. It's weird.
So it sounds like what you're saying is like, okay, so my thing is when a person says that they've grown to love someone. Oh, there's our food. Great. When a person says they've grown to love someone, it kind of makes me wonder, is it natural? Because you can grow to love anything,
totally.
Right?
Totally. Love is not perfect and there's not a perfect way to do it. So I feel like if you look at the like, here's how it works, the way to do it, it's never going to be perfect. So you might as well do it the way it works for you. That's all I'm saying.
Cool. So, like, what would you say is, like, one flaw of something that you're like, man, I just don't think I can do this anymore? Like, what makes you feel that way each and every day that you wake up in a long-distance relationship?
I honestly don't know. Like, we talk to each other every morning, and usually, like, when I'm going home from work, I'll call him. His schedule is more flexible. I think if we took away the calling and talking to each other, texting is not enough. I think... the actual phone calls make it enough.
I gotta like give it to you because I just don't have it in me to be in a long distance relationship.
I don't think I would.
Why not?
It's because it's so hard. I don't know how you would do it. Like, communication is really important and I'm really bad at my phone. Like, my phone skills are very poor, so like I just don't think I'd make a very good girlfriend long distance.
Hey, real quick question, brother. What's your name, man?
Gio.
Hey, you're on my podcast segment. Do you think long-distance relationships can actually work out?
No.
And just tell me in a nutshell, how come you feel that way?
Like, wait, what?
How come you feel like long-distance relationships could not work out?
They just don't work.
He said they just don't work out.
They don't work.
I agree, man. It's kind of like all the important things about a relationship, like intimacy, being able to wake up.
And not the most important thing.
Intimacy is not a key factor in a relationship.
It's a key factor, but not the most important.
Okay, what's the most important thing?
Communication, for sure. And what are they doing? Communicating. That's, like, honestly probably the most...
Okay, I'll give it to you. Because I know that certain circumstances have, like, you know, men in the military.
But in my honest opinion, I see him, like... Like, this is probably the longest we've been apart from each other. It's going to be more than 2 weeks. It's going to be 3 weeks. Woo! Like, he comes to visit me, or I go to visit him every
Where does he live?
He lives in Phoenix, and I live in Salt Lake, so...
Okay. How long have y'all been together?
Since August.
That's neat. So, that's what? 5 months? 6 months? Somewhere in there? You go, girl. Making history! Making history.
Pretty good. Like, when you're in your 20s, I feel like you'll know if it's not the right person within, like, 3 weeks at some point. You're like, no way. So, I mean, 6 months is kind of a lot more, in a way. So you know what you're looking for.
Absolutely.
Or I don't, and I try to throw him away multiple times, but somehow he's stuck around.
He's a Phoenix sun. He just shines everywhere, huh?
He's very sticky.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
No, it's a good thing.
I'm just kidding. Alright guys, so we'd like to hear y'all's feedback. Is it possible for a long distance relationship to work out? We appreciate y'all tuning into the podcast. Once again, don't forget my boy Kendrick with Flex Financial. He's out in Dallas, Texas, but he is actually available anywhere. All you have to do is give him a call, and I have his phone number right here for you, okay? Shout out to Kendrick. His phone number is 682-320-1724. Flex Financial is here to help you with all your tax needs. It's going down on 1615 Media. Holla.